Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at 9:20 a.m. on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, we are joined live by San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan amid the partial government shutdown that is threatening federal funding at the local level. If you have a question for the mayor and would like it answered, you can email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. askus@kcbsradio.com. Mayor Mahan, good morning.
Well, Steve, good morning. It's great to be here with you on this unseasonably wet October morning.
Yeah, kind of murky all across the Bay Area today. I think we have to start with the partial government shutdown. You obviously have federal buildings, federal agencies, federal employees who are based in San Jose. The airport, of course, has federal employees. What effects are you seeing so far in San Jose?
Well, so far we're hanging in there, but it's extremely concerning that our two major parties in Washington can't find a way to come together and keep government open. I'm especially concerned about the airport. It's such an important means of helping people get where they need to go, and we are relying on the federal government to keep our airport running smoothly. So far, our TSA workers are hanging in there, but we need a resolution soon. And I'm, of course, trying to stay focused on what we can control, making San Jose as safe, clean, and well-run as possible.
Back in the last government shutdown in 2018, it was when air traffic controllers, 3 or 4 weeks into the shutdown, started calling out sick, and it gummed up air travel all across the country. Do you fear that it may take that to get the two sides to reach some sort of a deal?
Well, that's the worry. I think we, as a country, are vulnerable to our transportation network, and we're just, as you know, was mentioned, we're so reliant on the federal government to keep that system working. Our airport handles over 1 million passengers a month. Those are kids going to college, family members visiting, business travel, people who are looking to invest here. It's not a good look as we head toward 2026 when we have Super Bowl and World Cup coming to town and need to be able to facilitate over 500,000 visitors from outside of the country. So it's important that government works and works for the community. We've got to set the politics aside and figure out how to compromise and keep government open.
Mayor Mahan, this week you have emphasized your support for Santa Clara County's Measure A. Tell our listeners, what is Measure A and what could federal cuts mean for funding at the local level for you in San Jose?
Well, I didn't come to this position quickly or take it lightly. I never like asking people for more revenue. My general view is we need to make government better, not bigger. In this case, however, the federal government is cutting what will amount to about $1 billion in funding at the local level here in Santa Clara County for health care. That is putting us in an impossible position where we will have to choose between keeping our public hospitals running and serving our community and doing crime prosecution and everything we need to do in the criminal justice system to keep our community safe. We shouldn't have to choose between safety and health. So this measure, which the county's moving forward, is a half-cent sales tax measure for 5 years. It is a stopgap measure. We will need to use that time, assuming it passes, to restructure our health system and find efficiency. I did not come to the point of endorsing this until this week, as I saw signals from our county partners that they're willing to think and act very differently than we have. We announced a big integration of our systems for serving our homeless population, an expansion of inpatient treatment for addiction and mental health care, which will ultimately save us money in the long run by getting upstream of the healthcare, the mental health and addiction crisis we're facing. So I'm willing to support the measure. I think we need it. I think without it, we'll be facing an impossible set of choices that will make our community less safe. So I stood with law enforcement leaders yesterday and announced that I'll be supporting the measure, though I really don't take this lightly.
Mayor, a story that we've been reporting on KCBS, San Jose has installed new red light cameras at four of the most dangerous intersections in your city. They'll be powering up and be in use very soon. How does the red light camera issue fit into your broader public safety vision?
Well, safety is about more than just crime. Crime's important, but there are many elements of public safety. And sadly, in San Jose, where we're a very car-centric culture and most people travel by single occupancy vehicles, we tend to have more traffic fatalities every year than homicide, sometimes by a wide margin. And so we are taking a number of measures to improve road safety. We want people to be safe wherever they're going, wherever they are in San Jose, and reducing speed is one of our major strategies for doing that. That we're doing education, but ultimately we also have to enforce our local laws, and we can't station a police officer at every intersection in the city all day long. So we're using technology. These red light cameras are in use in many other cities around the country and around the world, and they're highly effective. For example, in Chicago, on their most dangerous roadways where they have installed red light cameras, speeding has been reduced dramatically, and they have seen over a 50% reduction in crashes. That means many lives saved, many crashes and injuries that are prevented. So we've seen the tool work. The way that it will work in San Jose is we are piloting these cameras in four of our most dangerous intersections where we see the most speeding and the most accidents, and historically we've had the most deaths and injuries. For the first 60 days, they will simply issue a warning. If you blow through that red light, as people are doing every day in these areas, you will get something in the mail that says you were caught on camera running the red light. And in 60 days, this will turn into a serious ticket with a steep cost, hundreds of dollars. And then after the 60-day grace period, we'll be automatically issuing those tickets, and there'll be greater accountability for following our traffic safety laws.
One of those cameras is going in on Monterey Road, which I saw the number of accidents and fatalities on Monterey Road in just the last 5 years. It's pretty shocking,
right?
And the idea is to slow them down. They go speeding through there.
That's right. That corridor where we made the announcement yesterday, just that stretch of Monterey Highway has seen 58 deaths or serious injuries, people hospitalized with life-altering injuries, 58 since 2020 in just 5 years. So, yeah, there are corridors in our city, and this is true all over the country, but I'm responsible for public safety in San Jose. There are areas that are too dangerous because people are driving too quickly, and we need to improve the built environment, which we're doing. We're putting in more visible crosswalks and better lighting. We have to enforce laws both by having officers out on our roadway. We've expanded hiring for PD, but we also have to use technology because we just can't be everywhere at once.
Mayor, it's a question that's been asked in New York with the cameras, in Chicago with the cameras. I'm sure you've heard the question. People say, isn't this just a money grab by the city? Can you address that?
Well, yes, I can. Our goal is not to have this be a revenue-generating enterprise. We will be lucky if we are break-even. Our goal is to change behavior, make our roads safer, reduce accidents, and ensure that our local laws are being enforced. There is no revenue motive here. I assure you, it costs us millions of dollars. It costs our community millions of dollars. These are taxpayer dollars, after all, to buy these systems, install them, maintain them, monitor them, manage the customer service around it. If someone disputes a ticket, there's a whole process. These are not cheap systems to run. We hope that it is somewhat cost recovery so that we don't have to use our taxpayer dollars here unnecessarily. I'd rather fund longer library hours and better road maintenance and park maintenance and police officers and those sorts of things. But so it's not a moneymaker, but it is about behavior change. They are effective tools. And we have these laws for a reason. We have too many cases where we'll have a road where the speed limit's 30, 35 miles an hour, and people are going 50 or 60, and it just takes a split second. It takes one mistake, one thing you don't see, one unexpected move, and you've got a tragedy. And we have to change that, and that's why we're making this investment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking with San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan on Ask an Expert on KCBS, and we are taking your questions for the mayor at askus@kcbsradio.com. Mayor, we got an email from Maurice, a former volunteer with the San Jose Animal Care Center, asks whether the city is looking into management issues at that site, the San Jose Animal Care Center. I don't know if you're aware of that, but Maurice would like you to look into it.
I am, and thank you, Maurice. I've been tracking this closely. I've spoken pretty extensively about animal care in my last couple of budget messages, and called for an audit last year. And the audit showed that there are gaps in the management of the animal care center. Part of it stems from just the volume of injured and abandoned animals who are brought into the shelter. The shelter has been overwhelmed. It was initially designed to care for about 500 animals at a time, and it has been about double that rate at many times and had overcrowding and some challenges. So we have responded in a couple of ways. Through my last three budget messages, we have significantly increased funding for the Animal Care Center so that we can add more veterinarians, more support staff, and build out greater capacity, because there's just simply greater need. Part of what happened, of course, was during the pandemic, everybody ran out and got a new pet, a dog or cat or whatever it might be. And unfortunately, some percentage of those animals were then abandoned as people returned to work, returned to their more normal routines. So we've had an influx that we've been managing. But to the point about management issues that Maurice raises, we have also gone out for and are in the process of hiring a new director of the center. And so we'll have new leadership coming in. The additional funding is being deployed, and we, with this audit, have clear performance measures, and I will be holding staff accountable to improving the operation of the shelter.
KCBS listener Maurice, thank you for your question for the mayor. I want to talk to you about city-funded shelters. I don't know if they are impacted by the government shutdown, but what is the plan for health services at city shelters as we go through this uncertain time for funding?
It's a great question. Now, we have primarily funded our shelter, and it's mostly what we call interim housing. What we've done over the last few years is stand up an interim housing system of converted motels. We've converted about 10 motels, and what we call quick build modular communities, where we buy individual modular units. And this has been our primary strategy for ending this era of encampments. This is how we've been getting people off the streets. We offer them a simple individual private room. Each site has on-site security. Of course, you have access to private bathrooms, sanitation, 3 meals a day, and very importantly, a case manager who can connect you with drug treatment and mental health counseling, job training, job placement, family reunification, the kinds of things that actually help people get to something better. This has led to a significant reduction in unsheltered homelessness, meaning people living outside in tents. We've reduced that by over 30%. By the end of this year, we believe we're on track to have reduced unsheltered homelessness by about 50% over the last 5 years, which is great news. We still have a long way to go. The big announcement with the county, which again gives me hope that we are realigning our systems and going to be more efficient and more effective, is that the county has committed to bringing healthcare on site and actually doing that individual case management. So counseling, drug treatment, helping people turn their lives around earlier and faster so that we can get them on the road to recovery and hopefully a more self-sufficient, independent lifestyle where they're not taking up a bed in the interim housing system.
Finally, Mayor Mahan, we can't let you go without asking you about two topics that you wish would never be in the same conversation, and that is immigration enforcement and the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 60 comes to Santa Clara County in February. As you know, the president has said, following the announcement that Bad Bunny, a Puerto Rican, a U.S. citizen, would be the halftime entertainment, the president has said that ICE will be at the Super Bowl. Does that concern you?
Look, I try not to overreact to the bluster and all of the rhetoric coming out of Washington. The Super Bowl has become just a national pastime. It's an opportunity to celebrate our country. It's a shared social experience. It's obviously for us next year an opportunity to show off all that San Jose and the entire region has to offer, which includes our diversity, our innovation, our great food and weather. Look, we don't control what the federal government does. We don't intervene in federal law enforcement, but I would hope that we could keep the focus on celebrating our city and region and what's amazing about sports, you know, getting to have this shared social experience where you root on your team, where you see the world's best athletes push themselves beyond what anyone imagines the human body is capable of. There are those moments of wonder and awe in sports that are so special. And I hope we can stay focused on that. We don't control federal law enforcement. They will do what they do, but our focus is going to be on keeping everybody safe, making sure people know how to get around our city, get to the game safely, and we're going to try to make this as fun, safe, and inclusive as we can for all of our residents and all of our visitors, because that's our job and that's what I'm focused on.
San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for joining us today on Ask an Expert.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.